Well, in just a minute, now that the Chrysler strike has ended so happily for everybody, we're going to ask who else will go on strike and why. But first, let me tell you all that support for NPR comes from NPR stations. And Grey Goose, maker of Grey Goose Vodka, distilled from French wheat and natural spring water. The Horace W. Goldsmith Foundation, supporting the Museum of Modern Art in Midtown Manhattan. Information at MOMA.org. And MGM, presenting Lars and the Real Girl, a heartfelt comedy starring Ryan Gosling, now playing in select cities, starts Friday nationwide. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and Chicago Public Radio. In association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, executive producer. Hey, there's a guy with nice hair. B.J. Lederman composed our theme. Our program is directed by Melody Kramer and produced by Mike Danforth and Emily Ecton, the senior producer. Of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Rod Abid. Now panel, who is next going to go on strike and why? Paula Poundstone.
Us. The panel here.
Why?
In fact, we did just a few minutes ago. I don't know if you noticed it. It was short.
Charlie Pierce.
The staff of the Idaho Hall of Fame until somebody sprays the plaque for cooties.
And Roy Blunt, Jr.
The staff of the National Association for the Study and Treatment of Attention Deficit.
Well, panel, if any of those strikes happen or happen again, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Carl Castle. Thanks also to Paula Poundstone, Charlie Pierce, and Roy Blunt, Jr. Thanks to Ron Neef, Mary Fry, and everyone at Beloit College. Thanks to our audience here at the Eden Chapel in Beloit. And thanks to all of you for listening. I am Peter Sagal. We will see you next week. This is NPR, National Public Radio.